The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
VanWee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Welcome to the VanWee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3 The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Now here are your hosts of the VanWee Financial Hour, Stephen and Adam VanWee.
It's Saturday morning, 10 o'clock. This is the VanWee Financial Hour, and I'm Steve VanWee.
And I'm Adam VanWee.
And we are here, as always, on this beautiful September morning, ready and able to announce that we are not going to be battling a hurricane or a tropical storm this time, which was in some doubt, but the god of being Jacksonville and being indented a bit on the coastline is working in our favor this time, as it usually does, so that mess is pretty well gone for a while. But remember, though, we're still in peak hurricane season. It won't be over till November. Don't take all your water over to the Bahamas just yet. If you got a little extra, you might want to stock up. On the other hand, send them anything you're comfortable parting with, because oh my gosh, do those people need it.
They sure do.
That was a bad one. They were putting out a kind of an APB. Don't change your trips to the Bahamas if you got one scheduled, because we need you to come in and spend money. But depends what part you were going to.
Right. So
you're going to Atlantis, no problem.
Nassau, that area should be fine.
Freeport. But if you were going up to the Abacos, and guess where my daughter had planned a trip? Right there at the epicenter. They're canceling for lack of a roof or anything that way. But they do need help, and we should remember that. We've had enough of our own problems lately, so if you can do something, please do. Anyway, all our regulars, welcome back. Thanks so much for always being here. You're the reason we get up in the morning and do this every week. And we're in about the second half of our fifth year. We have missed precisely two shows ever, and both of those are because they booted us out of town and closed the station for hurricanes. So other than that, we're here because, to me, there is almost nothing more boring than a pre-recorded radio show, except for a pre-recorded, not even live radio show. How's that?
Do you mean one that was never live?
Never live.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's that category of a live show that's being a rerun, so if you call, you don't get it. You know what I mean. In other words, if you want to talk about what you want to talk about, it's as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 904-222-8255, 904-222-TALK, and we will immediately put you to the front of the line and discuss whatever it is you want to talk about. Well, some weeks feel good and don't turn out good. Other weeks will put you to sleep, and yet when you look at the numbers, they're great. And then others have their own personalities. This week had its own personality, and you can see it coming out in a lot of the media that I've been reading and listening to in the last couple of days. The word of the week, according to the media, is rotation. You've probably noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the word for the week, according to me, is diversification.
Yes.
And we will get into that and why these people are looking at this completely wrong, in our opinion. And that'll be well explained, but I want to say one other thing. What was the reason for this week's good performance? China, China, China.
One of the reasons. Yeah, that's true. The market has been reacting almost exclusively to news about the trade deal with China, and this week was no exception. But there was a lot of good news this week.
There was.
There really was. It didn't make a lot of headlines because of China and the Democrat debate and other topics that were of more interest. But buried
there was
beneath,
a Democrat debate.
Yeah, they're going to take everything. So the news was kind of buried beneath those headlines, but it really was a nice week. The there was a bunch of other things besides the China and the U.S. opening more trade talks. They didn't really even do that. They sort of agreed to maybe talk some more and open to some different
ideas. The deputy
level
is taking place next week in D.C.
Right, but they also said Trump came out and said he might be open to an interim trade deal, which helped. And there was just a lot of really small steps that were made.
Well,
this
he moved
week.
Back a couple of weeks, the ones that were going to start on October
that
1st.
Too, right.
But that's because the high level talks weren't slated to start until into October. And you don't want to slap the tariffs on and then go over there and talk about it.
Right.
You put it off until you talk. And heck, maybe by the end of 2 weeks, they just cancel the whole idea because they got a deal.
So besides all of that, interest rates moved higher this week, and in some cases pretty dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
And global economic data actually came in much stronger than expected. And the European Central Bank basically pledged to take interest rates to almost a half point negative if needed in order to stimulate their economy. So
now let's translate that. Market, good news. Us, bad news.
Yeah. It was their economy has not overall has not been doing real well. Even Germany, that's kind of been the shining star, is not looking great right now. France is actually probably one of the stronger countries over there right now, or at least one of the strongest markets. But overall, the picture has just not been, since 2009, we've been in this pretty steep recovery, and they've been in almost a standstill compared to us since then. So
it proves to me something I already knew, something you already know, probably a whole bunch of you out there know. Central bankers are the most tone-deaf, moronic idiots in the history of the world. Why would you jump your interest rates down to minus 0.5%? Wouldn't you rather emulate something that's been successful at least once somewhere in the world?
I know I ran out and bought all sorts of negative-yielding European debt when I heard that news.
Yeah.
Because I'm
I
really
can't
enticed.
Wait to give them some money, can you?
I mean, I don't get it.
People, how many years in Japan has it accomplished? Nothing.
Yeah, it's
me
true.
Too, me too. And not, and then Trump, you know, I usually agree pretty much with what Trump says. He said we should go negative.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Mr. President, you are right a lot of the time. You have never said anything dumber than that, in my opinion.
There's absolutely no reason for us to be doing that. And
he
in
just
fact,
wants us to be competitive with everybody else. Well, that's not competitive.
No, but I would think that the fact that we don't do that is a much better signal to the market
absolutely.
About how good our economy is.
Stick a feather in your cap.
Yeah,
exactly. Call it macaroni if you want to. We're better than you are.
I thought that was a terrible comment as well. Anyways. So on the surface, the market saw small gains this week, but underneath the surface, there was some pretty big moves. Leading the way was actually small cap stocks, something we haven't seen in forever, which I was cheering as well. In fact, small caps have been stuck in a pretty long-term downtrend despite the rally in large caps. This week was different, with large cap Dow posting a 1.6% gain and the small cap index logging more than a 5% gain. This is why it pays to be diversified across asset classes, geographically, by style, and by market cap.
There's that word.
Yeah, I was going to say, several of the things you mentioned earlier, I included in my market wrap, even though we didn't talk this morning.
Well, it's the only logical conclusion to draw.
It's true. The NASDAQ, which has led the way this year, tacked on 0.9%, while the broader S&P index added a 1%. Another area that saw some life this week but hadn't in a while was value stocks. So energy and financials are two areas I would look at if you think that this trend is going to continue.
And
some of the
best
values out there right now.
All of you who deal with us know how high we are on value stocks all the time. They're those wonderful stocks that pay you a dividend.
Right, and in a lot of cases, more dividend than you can get in any type of bond yield.
Absolutely. And long run, I don't think you can time the market. You all know that. But I also don't think you can really predict with much wisdom and probably not very much correctness what the market is going to feel toward value versus growth.
No, you can't.
What performs, I will tell you at any given time if value outperforms growth or vice versa, but I will not tell you that until after the fact. So we're going to wrap that up right after the break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This is the Vanway Financial Hour.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy. It works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-933-0939 for your free CD. Call 1-800-933-0939. That's 1-800-933-0939.
If you don't have a battery-operated radio and light when the power goes out, you may be considered a little crazy. This is Bob from Sea Crane, and radio is the only service that stays up when all communications are down. We believe that having an emergency radio and light that always works is one of the most important things you can have in your emergency kit. Well, with the CC Observer, you get both. The Observer is an AM, FM, and weather band radio that will keep you updated during any local emergency. The Observer can be charged by a hand crank or can be used with common AA batteries. It has a built-in flashlight and a lighted dial. The CC Observer is the radio and light source that you should have during a power outage.
To order the new CC Observer, now with the solar panel, please give us a call at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or visit us online at ccradio.com. C. Crane, the high-performance radio and light company.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And this segment, we are going to have our usual trivia questions, sponsored as always by Ken Bales. At First Coast Alarm, you can call Ken at 904-636-7888. Ask a millennial question for those of you out there who think you know millennials like I do. I'm constantly getting surprised. 68% of American households are pet owners. What percent of millennials are pet owners? I'll take it plus or minus. Well, it would be nice, 2.
Okay.
68% overall, what percentage of millennials have pets? All right, we were wrapping up this market for the week, and there are some very important things that we haven't touched on yet. And one of them was the first-time jobless claims. And you know we watch this like a hawk. It dropped down on the seasonally adjusted basis to 204,000, which is astronomically low. But the real unadjusted number was 159,300, which is a record for this expansion cycle. That goes back to 1969 mm-hmm. era, and that's with a third more population. It is unbelievable out there that anybody can still have the R word come out of their mouth, recession. It just is so pesky. It will not show up.
Yep, there was some more jobs numbers, too. The JOLTS number came out, and that's the job openings, and the headline number there was it missed expectations. It was there was supposed to be 7.3 million open jobs. There were 7.2, so not really a big miss.
Yeah, and if you looked at the household survey of jobs last week, you know why, because 500,000 people started working again.
There's still way more open jobs than there are unemployed workers right now or people looking for work. And that was about the only bad news in the job sector.
Yeah,
the other numbers almost all beat. Continuing claims beat expectations. Real average hourly earnings increased by 1.5% in August. So that, again, points to a pretty robust job market. The quit rate is one of my favorite things to track, and it shows how many people voluntarily left their jobs last month, which means that they probably took another better job. And this, that's really the sign of a strong labor market. And we've been saying since the show started that it hasn't been high enough. Well, that changed. The number has been quietly ticking higher to the tune of about 4% per year, and it now looks much stronger than it was. It stands around 2.4% for the non-farm quit rate, which is near a record level. So people listened and are quitting their jobs.
Well, yay. We've told everybody, if you're not making as much as you want, if you want a different job, fine, go get it or approach your boss and make a demand. And if you wind up getting fired, I'd rather always have one in reserve. But if you you do that, you will find a new job if you're worth anything. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning.
What's happening?
How you guys?
Great.
Oh, just hanging out in the garage listening to you guys on the radio.
Great. Just good to be alive, isn't it?
Yeah, sure is.
What's up?
I just want to take a shot at your trivia there.
Okay.
56%.
56%, a very logical, very excellent guess, and it's too low.
Too low. Really?
Surprising, isn't it? I would never have come up with a guess over 50% off the top of my head.
Me neither.
And you know what? I always come in here with a trivia question. It's always because I got surprised at the answer to something I would have thought much differently. So it's even higher. So among all the things you can call millennials, pet lovers is one of them.
That's
a very positive thing, I believe.
I think so, too.
Great. Well, enjoy your day. Thank you. We appreciate the call. And you bracketed it. All right. A couple other things, too, Adam. You want to wrap up a little bit?
The other thing that kind of points to, or I guess is a symptom of a strong job market, is retail sales, which have been coming in really strong lately. And this month did not disappoint. The headline number came in at an increase of 0.4%, which was double the expectation.
Mm-hmm.
Much of that surge was due to car sales, which was badly needed.
Very badly needed.
Why did everyone buy a car in August? I don't have any data to back this up.
I think it's a little of each, of two things.
Well, I think part of it was that 0% financing deals are back, and that makes new cars very, very attractive.
And you add on to that model year changes, so you get the best and the brightest. But you also get this year's model year heavily discounted because they're replacing it with next year.
Yeah, definitely. So I think all those things kind of came in. And actually, if you strip out car sales, I think the retail sales were flat.
Yeah.
But with that, it was up 0.4%. So that's a big surge in car sales.
You know who got hurt recently a bit? Now, this is not to say they're hurting, but they got hurt a little bit. Restaurant sales ticked off a bit.
I mean, they've been so strong. It doesn't really surprise me. I don't think it's a sign of anything yet. But
no.
But yeah, they've been really surging, so to come back a little bit, that kind of makes sense.
Well, in the National Federation of Independent Business Survey, once again, for the umpteenth month in a row, quality of labor was ranked as the number one problem for small businesses right now. No surprise there to me, because people who are very employable are pretty much very much employed nowadays, and quality of labor goes downhill as you dip into the unemployed pool. But what surprised me was the second and third things. And this I haven't heard for a while, and it's interesting because of its timing. Coming in at number two and three on the problem are taxes and cutting red tape.
Government red tape, yep.
Now, they plummeted after the Tax Act of 2017.
Just to give you an idea, they used to make up over 40% of the total responses were in those two categories. Now they are down to 28%, which the number one issue, which is quality of labor, is 27%. So those two combined just barely make more than the number one issue.
Good morning, Marshall.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing?
We're good. Haven't heard from you for a while. What's happening?
I've been out here listening and learning.
Well, those are two wonderful things.
So what, as we're approaching the end of quarter three,
mm-hmm.
we're getting to the closing turn of the horse race known as 2019 income. And with all the changes and deciding, are you standard, are you itemized, et cetera, what do y'all suggest people do when they want to start estimating where their taxation is going to come in? I mean, usually you don't get your TurboTax, et cetera, until January, February. But what can you do ahead of time to kind of estimate?
I always start with last year's return. Go line item by line item. Am I making more money? Am I making less money? Am I going to get up to that level where I can actually itemize or not? Because essentially, tax rates have not changed for 2019. The brackets, however, did expand with inflation. And I think there was an extra $500 that you can put into your 401ks. So if you haven't done that, you still have time to change the withholding from your paycheck to get that extra money in. So that can help you. But all in all, there are no monumental things that you can do. So if you look at last year's and just make a couple of minor changes, if you're going to go ahead and do them, like that extra 401k thing, then you can estimate very, very closely what your tax burden is going to be this year.
And the other thing you can do is use an online calculator. My favorite is on bankrate.com. They have a really good calculator, and it even handles some complex tax situations like owning your own business or things like that. So that's the one I use, and it got within a couple $1,000 plus or minus last year when I did it. And
yeah,
that was
and
just
got
my
some complexity
theoretical
in there.
Numbers. Yeah,
a rental property. And
yeah, stuff like that.
Like
so.
That.
I think that's a good way to do it. I think TurboTax even has something where you can go on and do an estimate for the coming year. I'm not sure about that, but I remember seeing it at some point.
I think you're right. And what I would do, I'd go into TurboTax, and even though 19 is not out yet, just go back into 18, import all your data if you did it there, and change a couple of numbers so that might be reflected this year. And then you know the only thing that's really going to change is the width of your tax bracket, which means you're going to pay a little bit less than it comes up with. But those are good ways to do a what-ifing thing really easily.
Okay. And so for those of us who've maxed out our 401k, 403b, whatever we have,
yep.
we can still do the Roth. It's
yep.
not a deductible, but now you can set the money aside that way. And I think it's up to like
$7,000.
If you're over 50, yeah. And not only that, but you can do a backdoor Roth if you're otherwise not qualified to take that deduction.
And what would make you not qualified is your income level. Right. If your income is too high and you still want to do a Roth, you can do it. You just can't do it directly.
And there are some potential tax traps you can get into depending on how you hold your retirement money. If anybody wants to talk about that more seriously, I strongly suggest they call us at the office because it's a very individualistic thing, and it would bore the pants off of most listeners to go through somebody's specific circumstance like that. But
and
just
Roth
suffice
dollars,
it to say you can.
Roth dollars have to be from regular compensation, not retirement money.
Correct.
Or
Correct.
Social
yep.
Security.
Now, there might be an exception by the time this year ends for students where they're going to start, we think, including grant money in earned income for that purpose, which I think is an absolutely brilliant move, and I hope that Mitch McConnell gets it done. But normally, yes, earned income only, and some people think that dividends and pensions and all that. Well, I earned my pension. Yeah, sorry, you didn't earn the pension income. You only earned the pension. So that's unearned. But I love it, Dennis. I'm glad to hear you start doing some tax planning this early in the year because most people don't think about it in time to actually make the changes. So we appreciate the call. Thanks so much.
All right.
Talk to you soon. All right, we're going to run. We got a few things to talk about. I got a few words to say about 9/11 since we just passed that. And it could be just about anything else. You just never know with us. I've got a stack that's bigger than the time allowed. So we'll be right back. This is the Van Wee Financial Hour.
Talk AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Drones claimed by Yemen's Houthi rebels have attacked the world's largest oil processing facility in Saudi Arabia and a major oil field operated by the Saudi Aramco early today. It sparked a huge fire at a processor crucial to global energy supplies. The White House says Osama bin Laden, the son of the late al-Qaeda leader who had become an increasingly prominent figure in the terrorist organization, has been killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region. A White House statement gave no further details, such as when he was killed or how the U.S. confirmed his death. Vice President Mike Pence saying that Republicans will regain control of the House of Representatives. He spoke at a Republican gathering yesterday in Baltimore and also said that he and the president will protect Americans' Second Amendment gun rights. This is SRN News.
The Everglades, previously stretching from Kissimmee to the Florida Keys, home to thousands of species of plants and animals, and an ecosystem found nowhere else on Earth, is half its original size and starved of water. To learn more and to help restore America's Everglades, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Almost every day, we see customers who've shopped around and are totally confused about how to select a diamond. They're looking for someone qualified who'll tell them the truth and they can trust. They've heard about certificates on diamonds, wholesale diamonds, internet diamonds, deals that a friend of a friend can get them, and the prices that range from unbelievably low to unbelievably high. One of the reasons for the confusion is if you look at the factors of grading a diamond, after you know the carat weight, there are 11 grades for cut, 21 grades for color, 11 grades for clarity, so you have 2,541 different possibilities, all with different prices. That's where Underwoods helps straighten out the confusion, because we have the American Gem Society credentialed professionals that'll help guide a customer to the right diamond for them, one she'll be happy with for the rest of her life. So come by and let one of our professionals help you. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Tax problems can be extremely stressful and cause financial devastation. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville to be your personal advocate and resolve your IRS or state sales tax issues. J. David Tax Law focuses on your needs and case outcomes. Don't be fooled by out-of-town tax companies that focus only on signing you up without even working with an attorney. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. If you have federal or state sales tax debt, payroll taxes, bank levies, wage garnishments, tax liens, or unfiled returns, have a sit-down with J. David Tax Law and get the help you need. Never trust your tax situation to anyone you can't walk in and look in the eye. Call J. David Tax Law for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or a phone call away.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Up to about a 60% chance of showers by Sunday. Days, breezy weather with highs into the upper 80s, lows at night near 78. Mostly sunny Monday and Tuesday, high near 90, and then partly cloudy nights down to about 73 degrees.
VanWee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Let's get back to the VanWee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam VanWee.
Welcome back to the VanWee Financial Hour. I'm Steve VanWee.
And I'm Adam VanWee.
And trivia questions still out there. 68% of American households own pets? What percentage of millennials are pet owners? And we know it's above 56%. So I'm wrapping up on this whole market this week and that sort of thing. The word I used at the beginning was for the media was rotation. That just means what was popular over the past few months all of a sudden wasn't so popular this week, and things that were unpopular over the past few months became very popular. That's called sector rotation or just rotation. The way Wall Street practices it, it means I own XYZ company and it's been really doing well, and all of a sudden I got blindsided because XYZ had a sell-off and ABC became popular all of a sudden, so they're going to rotate it. These people do that. They call it, many of them call it momentum investing. In fact, there's even an index share out there for momentum stocks. Well, momentum means it's been doing very well. Goody, goody, right? And bully for you if you own it. But what happens on that day when it falls 5 or 10% and all of a sudden you sell it out, denying yourself the profit you once had on it on paper anyway, and then you buy this other thing because it's up, not because it's down, and you have to watch like a hawk and do all that juggling on a day-to-day basis if you want to keep up with this. Why? Why not? Why? If you are like us and you don't want to spend every minute of your day in front of a screen watching a few individual stocks go up and down and trying to decide if the momentum is shifting or if the rotation is happening, why don't you just diversify? If A went up and B went down, I don't really care because I own the exchange-traded fund that holds A and B. And why do you think the indices outperform almost every investment manager over time? It isn't because sector rotation works constantly. Anybody can pick out day one and day two and say, well, during this time, I outperformed the S&P by whatever. But chances are, if you took their beginning date back 6 months or so, they wouldn't have done that. There is no one out there I have ever witnessed who consistently outperforms the market indices. What does that tell me? Invest long-term in the indices. Save some gray hair happening. Don't lose any sleep over rotation. And don't buy the newsletters that do that. And I'm going to give you a couple examples of what I've been hearing and reading, because this stuff is just so good. Time for headlines. Tuesday was a big day for headlines this week. Bonner, the U.S. economy is just waiting to crash. Of course, I'd never heard of Bonner, so I looked it up. Guess what Bonner does? He sells a newsletter. Huh. So if you want to know when it's going to crash and what you should do about it, all you got to do is pay Bonner. Oh, by the way, to make it easy, he takes cryptocurrency.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Also on Tuesday, shocking new report shows real U.S. debt levels will be near 2,000% of GDP. Now, I want you to listen to this very carefully. Shocking news report shows real U.S. debt levels will be near 2,000% of GDP. Really? The 2018 GDP was $20.494 trillion, and 2,000% of that is $410 trillion, which is about $388 trillion more than we have debt today. That's an increase of 1,764% of today's debt. 1,764% of today's. Who's going to lend us all that money?
I don't know, but I could definitely see some of those people on the stage on Thursday spending it.
You got a point there. Well, maybe this headline wasn't so bad after all. However, Chicken Little is chicken too big in my case there. Also on Tuesday, I just love it when there's a good day, Stansberry. Now, you know, on my list of people, I tell you whenever you see the name, don't even read it. Don't waste your time. Stansberry's on the top of that list. Stansberry Crypto Capital Newsletter teaser says there is a 1,000% plus move coming September 12th. Well, the Bitcoin price during the week that includes September 12th ranged between 10,050 and 10,700. And I'm just doing some quick math. I think that's a spread of about 6.5%, isn't it? Not 1,000% plus. Oh, and what does Stansbury sell? Newsletters. It's amazing, folks. Then on Wednesday, Peter Schiff, another one of my favorite quotes, always, the dollar is collapsing and America is to blame. Well, there's an exchange-traded fund on the market called UUP, stands for the dollar up. It tracks the dollar in its ups and downs. I want you to just go pull recent history in the UUP, and I can't find the part about it crashing. It seems to be on kind of a steady up, which incidentally is something I don't like.
But that doesn't change what it's been
doing. I don't control it. But it's collapsing, and America is to blame? I don't get it, Peter. And then Friday, one of my all-time favorite people in so many respects, Mark Cuban. I see gold and Bitcoin as being the same thing. I knew you'd love this one. I saved it till last.
Okay.
I've always long considered that Mark Cuban might be slightly nuts. He's obviously really good at some things because he's a self-made billionaire. But he's always come across to me as just a little wacko.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Well, now, all of that little lingering doubt I had about that, all gone. He has definitely gone off the deep end. Let's see. Same day, Warren's new wealth tax will boost Social Security payments $200 a month by taxing wealth.
Wait, I thought that was to pay for all of her other spending things.
Not this week, apparently.
Okay.
This week is to boost Social Security checks $200 a month.
I saw
that. Now, Social Security is not a government benefit. Social Security is an insurance program. Like all insurance company or insurance programs, you pay in before you need the benefit, and then you take out from the account that you developed over time by paying in. It doesn't have the option of having basic tax revenues. It is a tax applied to your earnings on your behalf for you to build the account. Now, you're going to take money away from the wealth, not the income, the wealth, which is, by the way, unconstitutional on its face, but I'm not a lawyer, so I won't go there.
At least double taxation.
At least, yes. So she's going to take the wealth of rich people like, Mark Cuban, and she's going to take a couple percent of that every year, and she's going to give it to Social Security recipients. So she's making an unauthorized contribution to the fund, and this is going to buy votes.
But it's only 2 cents of every dollar over 50 million. So well, it's not a big deal.
No, it's not a big deal.
Right.
You can pry that out of my cold, dead hands when I get my 51st million.
Well, this to me is the law of unintended consequences. Mm-hmm. How many billionaires do you think would stick around living in the United States
exactly.
if their wealth was being stolen to the tune of 2% a year?
What's his name? Depardieu in France? France implemented the new 70% wealth tax.
Mm-hmm.
He moved across the country line.
What? I mean, if you don't see that coming, you're not looking.
New York City, California, Illinois.
Why are people exiting California?
We need to have a picture in the literature for Florida that shows Ron DeSantis welcoming everybody with his arms wide open. New York. Hi, California.
There was a hedge fund billionaire that announced his move to Miami this week, actually.
How about that?
Leaving New York because of high taxes.
The guy that founded Paychex many years ago moved to Florida, and at the time he moved, it was kind of a high tax time anyway, but he was doing pretty well. He saved $6,500 a day.
Wow.
In taxes in New York. So what do you do about that? Well, when you lose revenue because people move, you raise taxes, right?
Yeah.
On the rest of them? Yeah, this works pretty well, folks. Yeah. What can you say? Anyway, by the way, you remember when Hillary and everybody else wanted to take all the tax revenue from, what's the name of it? Halliburton? They moved to Dubai. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Van Wee Financial Hour.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy. It works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-933-0939. For your free CD, call 1-800-933-0939. That's 1-800-933-0939.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit home.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to home.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And the segment sponsored by Robinson Landscape and Maintenance. Call Troy at 662-9794. Trivia question still out there. 68% of American households are pet owners. What percentage of millennials are pet owners? All right, Social Security recipients everywhere. You're getting it shoved to you once again this year, according to the powers that be. As of this morning, Social Security is projected to have a much lower increase for this year than for last year. Mm-hmm. Now, you tell me if inflation has gone up or down for you personally last year and this year, and I bet you won't really agree with this. And I'm going to tell you why. First off, last year we got 2.8%, right? This year's projection is 1.6%. which for the average Social Security recipient who gets $1,460 a month, that would be an increase of $23.40 a month.
Don't go pre-spending that all in one place.
Because most of you also have Medicare, right? Medicare is going up 10 of that. You can pocket the other $13.40. Yeah. This year's increase on average was $40.90, by the way. So this shows you what a dramatic reduction that is. And I am telling you, as a Social Security recipient, that this is flat out wrong, and the reason will come right after this call. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning. I'm going to guess 40%.
56 was too low. You want one more free shot?
Oh, one. Okay. If 56 was too low, 65.
A very good guess, but it's too low.
Too low. Okay.
Yep. But thank you. We appreciate it. Larry.
Quick guess. Won't burn time. 76%.
Darn it, I can't give it to you because you're outside the range. High. You're a little bit too high, but now we got a bracket.
Ooh, okay.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
A quick statement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Legalized Ponzi scheme, Social Security?
It's not exactly the same, which I'll explain one of these days.
Okay.
It is frequently referred to as that, but I think just slightly incorrectly. It's along the right lines of thinking, but not exactly.
A little bit of a difference.
I'm putting that in my show notes for next week, so I'll talk about it then.
Okay.
Thank you. We love
it. You'll be good.
You too. All right. Ponzi. All right. The reason that we're getting shafted, Congress giveth, Congress taketh away. The Tax Cuts Jobs Act of 2017 was truly a tax cut for about 90% of us, which is pretty darn good. I have some experience with some people who did not come out like that.
Yeah, there's a couple.
For very specific reasons.
Right.
And I hope, by the way, when we mentioned that the small business survey came up with taxes and red tape as being the number two and number three problems that they're projecting now, which had gone away a little bit after the Tax Act and the regulation cuts. But I think it's not coincidental that this week, Trump started talking, and especially Larry Kudlow, about tax cuts part two. The first thing they have to do is recognize that the individual tax cuts had a sunset clause after 2025. That has to be changed, and they have to be made permanent. That's number one. Then Trump is focusing on middle class tax cuts after that. Another excellent idea. But what you probably didn't know, unless you listen to every minute of the show every week, and if you don't, you should. But I digress. They changed the method of calculating the cost of living for Social Security effective this year to what they call the chained cost of living index. And what that says, and I'm going to tell you something
it's absolutely criminal that they did this.
It did this. And I'm going to tell you something that you won't hear from me very often. The Heritage Foundation is complicit in this, and I don't like that. They are on my list right now until they rescind this.
The bad list?
They say that one. I can't say it on radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Heritage Foundation says they're for it because it's a more accurate measure of inflation, 180 degrees wrong, and it's better for the system because it doesn't have to pay out benefits as much. Absolutely right.
Well, yeah.
What is the system?
Exactly.
It's me.
Right.
My wife and your parents and half the people listening. That is not what we care about. You can fix that any way you want to, but not on my shoulders. How's that? NIMBY. Not in my pocketbook.
It's just wrong.
Yes, and all it does, it says that we're going to factor into the cost of living the fact that you are going to be able to not live as well next year as you did this year.
Mm-hmm.
So if steak is too expensive for you now, maybe this year you can afford it, maybe next year you can't. Too bad, buy hamburger. No, you don't direct my cost of living down by directing my lifestyle down, or we're going to have to talk. Just me. I get a little exercised about these things. Anyway, this week we saw the 18th anniversary of 9/11 and got through it in pretty good fashion. I was very happy to see that there was so much being shown on TV about it because never forgetting means never forgetting to me. And I got thinking about many years ago before 9/11 and thinking about the way we were all raised and the various times we were all raised. And there's a couple of really interesting examples that I picked up from the notes. The how people invest, for instance, if you were born in the Great Depression, or if your parents lived through it or grandparents lived through it, and you have memories of it, you're very unlikely to be a stock investor. In fact, you're only half as likely to own stocks as I would be as someone born in the 50s. And then it changes again in the 70s, where the people who were born in the 70s are much less likely to invest in bonds because they look at everything more as an opportunity, because in their lifetimes, growing up in the late 70s, early 80s, and so on, the stock market's been doing pretty well. So they're heavily favoring stocks. And I got thinking about something from, oh gosh, I guess it started in the early 70s or late 60s. There was a business professor in Colorado that my wife had, and they subsequently became friends. His speech, the guy's name is Morris Massey, he was giving a speech part-time, motivational type, and he eventually got so good at it, he made it a living and left teaching. It's called What You Are Is Where You Were When. Now that generally, when you say it to somebody, brings something of a quizzical look, but think about it. What you are is where you were and when you were there. But we were defined, my generation was defined one way, my parents' generation was defined a different way. Their generation was defined by World War II. And back in the World War II era, there were only two kinds of Americans, uniformed and supporting uniforms. You were in the war effort if you were an American, period. And when it got over, they put it behind them, went to work, got married, raised families, built homes, created the great production machine that rallied the stock market, for one thing. Well, in my generation, born in 1950, we were defined by such things as the Vietnam War and Watergate, that sort of thing, and we became very skeptical about a lot of things, and there was a counterculture that was, let's say this way, it was very easy to get drawn into that counterculture if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, and that defined a lot about us, in that there's sort of two factions of my generation, the ones that never grew out of it and the ones that turned tail and became the flag-waving American that I am today and most of us seem to be. And then what happens a while later? 9/11. If you remember 9/11, I believe you are changed forever. But what if you don't? What if you were not born 1, 2, 3, 4 years old? You don't remember 9/11. You're not learning about it in the books. You're going to be a totally different kind of person than we are. And I think it shows today, and I can't always say that I like it, and I can't always say that I don't like it. But you think about it, if you Google Morris Massey, there's some clips online. It's really very interesting, and he has updated it now, and that's online, for a whole bunch of stuff that's changed, that are influencing today's youth and so on. I don't know how they did it, but they've convinced millennials that they love to be pet owners because, well, only 68% of the general public are pet owners, 72% of millennials are pet owners. I find that very positive.
Yep, we do beat on millennials a lot, but yep. Apparently there are some good things.
Mm-hmm. So don't give up hope, but never forget. We will be here, as always, next week, same time, same station. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening. This is the Van Lee Financial Hour.